past Christmas, I was amazed to see that a rather curious collection of books, the creation of Martin Hanford, had sustained the passage of time. These books all come with the same title, have for years, Where's Waldo? Our young nieces and twin nephews received a couple of these books. Books that I recall floating around our house not too many years ago. Youngsters and even oldsters, it seems, are still caught up looking at a jam-packed crowd of people searching the picture for the one and the only Waldo. Similarly, Mary and Joseph, however, their search was not for Waldo, but for their son Jesus. And far from being some lazy afternoon pastime or diversion from an otherwise boring routine, theirs was a search that took on frantic proportions of any parents who suddenly discovered the unthinkable. Our child's missing. From their home in Nazareth, Mary and Joseph took Jesus to Jerusalem, traveling the 90 miles in a caravan of friends and relatives. It was Passover time again, every male to appear at the temple. Though only 12 at the time, Joseph nonetheless took Jesus and his mother Mary, and off they went to Jerusalem. After the celebration, a day into the journey, heading north back home to Nazareth, they noticed what would cause any parent's heart to stop. Jesus was missing. The worried parents turned around and they hurried back to Jerusalem. They searched up and down the streets and the alleyways, no doubt yelling out his name and asking people as they met him, "Have you seen our son? Where's Jesus? He's about..." For two frantic days, they looked, and on the third day, they found him. He was safe and sound in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening attentively, and asking the kinds of questions one hardly expects of a 12-year-old. Mary, however, had questions of her own. Hers was a typical panicked mother's reaction in their anxious searching of the situation, screening crowds and faces. Jesus was not where he was supposed to be. Often seems that way with us too, doesn't it? Jesus isn't where we want him, expect him to be, especially in times of loss or hurt, downturns, and life-breaking burdens. Where's Jesus? But the question, where is Jesus, seems to me to take back seat to the greater one. Who is Jesus? You see, that's what Mary and Joseph forgot, and that's when the panic and the fear set in, as in their searching, they became more anxious and frantic. Had they only recalled the words of the angel Gabriel, had they only remembered the words of the shepherds, of Simeon and Anna. And yet how easily it happens that we too forget. When all the ducks we thought we had so neatly lined up break ranks and our life seems to come undone pretty much all at once. Maybe when a loved one becomes very sick or someone we love dearly hurts us deeply. When our marriage is aching and our commitments are tottering on the brink of breaking. When our study and our hard work seems to produce only stress and even vocational doubt rather than certainty, it's then we are so easily tempted to forget. We forget who Jesus is and where he's to be found. Did you not know that it is necessary that indeed I must be among the things of my Father? Why, of all the things, the first time his speaking is recorded by an evangelist, here's Jesus telling us what he must do. It is necessary, day in Greek. In that must word, that necessary word, is the who and the where of Jesus. Luke records it again only a couple of chapters later when Jesus says, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God. That's why I was sent. He said that on the heels of having read the lesson in the hometown synagogue from Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I must preach. And then again, also recorded by the evangelist Luke, near the end of it all, come, we're going up to Jerusalem, where the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life. He must. It is necessary. Did you not know? Where's Jesus? Unlike what Mary and Joseph thought, Jesus is never lost. He is never where he is not to be. As the everlasting Son of the Father, he is always on the same page as the Father. Always about the business of the Father, the business anchored even before the foundation of the world. That business is seeking out and rescuing a whole world of lost people. That very 12-year-old boy in the Jerusalem temple at Passover would return one last time about 21 years later. It was to be a must return. It is, after all, who he is, the one identified by the forerunner as the very Lamb of God himself, the Passover Lamb, the one without spot and blemish, sent from the Father, upon whom would be laid the iniquity of us all. These are the very things of the Father, his doing, his giving, and the Son would be right in there, obedient, always obedient to the Father, even unto death on the cross. Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? Where are you, calls out Jesus, still about God's business in these last days? For absolutely everything that was necessary for him to be about during his earthly life, he freely and he graciously applies to the likes of me and you all, so that he might find us and rescue us and forgive us and love us and send us. This is, after all, the Father's business. It is what God would be about. And we are the objects, always the objects, of all he is about. Where's Jesus? In the humble whereabouts of his word, he is cradled for you. There, always proclaiming what is necessary. proclaiming your rescue and your salvation that he has accomplished. There, in the humble whereabouts of his word, he is calling to you, follow me. Therein, in the humble whereabouts of his word, he is forming and shaping pastors and deaconesses and servant leaders after his own shepherd's heart. That is great and good news for us in these opening days of a new year and in these last days before he comes again in glory. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.